Hello and welcome to the programme which looks at the Holy Land. I am Paul Calvert. Psalm 91 verse 1 from the New King James Bible says this: He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'm with Ruth Ben Yosef. Now, you used to live in Jerusalem area, but now you've moved to Moshav Roy and you're running Neot Shalva. Tell us whereabouts that you are and what is Neot Shalva?
Hi, Neot Shalva is actually named for the guest house business that I opened there when I moved there 4 years ago. And Moshav Roy is located in downslopes of Samarian Mountains. Actually, it belongs to Jordan Valley area.
So this must be a very beautiful place.
Oh, it's a stunning place, yes. Welcome.
And what sort of people are coming to stay with you?
So it's been really different kind of people. Like it's ordinary guest houses, so I have Israeli clients. I have had a lot of reserve soldiers and ordinary soldiers that we have a very special price for them. And since 7 October, most of the rooms been occupied by refugees from south and from north, the Jewish refugees who lost their houses or couldn't stay at where they live because of the war. But also we have normal families and, events and so.
So they were escaping the rocket attacks in the north and in the south and they've come to stay with you for a while?
Yes, exactly, yeah. They came there. So they are, some people stayed even almost 8 months. Some people just came for a few days. It depends, but I have had since over 20 families.
Wow. Well, that's stayed for a long time as well.
Yes, so it's been really, like, I have three smaller guest houses and one bigger house. All of them been full since the 15th of October until people get settled. So since then, every place has been full.
Did they tell you their stories when they came to stay with you?
Yes, they write to my guest books, and I've been really reading with my tears what are their, how they feel and how happy they have been that they could stay at Neot Shalva. Neot Shalva actually means the oasis of peace. So it's been to them that they feel that they came to the place where the peace of God is, and they just really feel relaxed. They don't have to hear rockets. We don't hear at all at the Roy Moshav area. In my area, we don't hear rockets. We didn't need to go to shelter, and so we have a very peaceful place.
What sort of stories have they been sharing with you?
Well, the first family who came, it was very heart-aching story. They just say they told me about the 7th of October that they saw the terrorist on the roof of the next house, and they actually came after on their roof and they tried to get in. Luckily, they have two big dogs. Most probably, the barking of the dogs make them to run away. But they just came all the way to their house and they couldn't go out. They were afraid to go out from their home, and of course, the people who has shelters, they just stayed in shelters. And so I have several stories about people who needed to stay in the shelter. Suddenly there was electricity stop, and they didn't have even air conditioner, didn't work, and they didn't have a lot of air. And there's this little child that is still in my place, Lavi. He's 3-year-old boy, so he had a very hard experience during the 7th and 8th of October, and he really got post-trauma. He stopped talking at all. Wow. But since he came to Neot Shalva in the beginning of December, he was relaxing slowly, and now he calls the Neot Shalva home. Mm-hmm. When they go to visit the Sderot, sometimes they need to do arrangements, so he doesn't want to sleep there. Oh, no, I want to go where the blue carpet is. So it means Roy Moshav.
Yes. So you're seeing people with trauma?
Yes, people, everyone has trauma. And so I have beautiful, beautiful stories and like very thankful stories that, when they came to Neot Shalva, they could relax finally. And of course, they carry with them all the pain and agony. And of course, there's also fear for future and when Like I have also people from the north, from Kfar Giladi. It's just north from, it's between Metula and Kiryat Shmona, little kibbutz. So I have one lady staying at my place, so she doesn't know when she can go back. And so, yeah, and they hear the stories, what's happening. So it's, they just, they have no other possibility, so they stay.
Did they run with nothing? They basically came as they were?
Well, they brought something, very basic things, but I'm actually providing them everything, like the, all the guest houses, of course, there's everything they need. And even in the beginning, I was even more actively really helping them, people to relax. So I bought food, even I brought them ready food. But slowly, slowly, when people get more relaxed, so they started to be independent in this. And so, but yeah, I'm whatever they need, so I'm helping through my charity, Saregim Charity. Mm.
How did you get to hear about what happened on October the 7th?
Well, it was during the 7th day, I think just by looking over the news, and then like it was first like you just hear and like you don't really believe, like you just, and then there's more and more information, the numbers going up, and like kind of there's like two mind, one mind is no, this can't be true, and the other mind is like, what, this is a disaster has happened.
Yeah. Did it have a profound impact on you?
Well, yes, but the thing that really helped me, because God had prepared me to open the guest house. I didn't know that it's because of war, but God spoke to me about shelter already during all 2023. I don't know why, but I know now, and I knew, but and he spoke to me about shelter and about refuge for broken people, for people who need some safe place. And also he spoke to me about Noah's Ark, because my guest houses were very empty in the summer. So I was like, what am I doing? So God said, okay, just prepare the Noah's Ark. And I really did a lot of renovation. I prepared them beautifully. And then I had tour groups, yes, until the very, like until October. And the small groups coming also to my moshav. And then when the war broke, so it was just, it was, I think 2-3 days, that's it. It was clear when I heard that people are leaving houses, we have refugees in our country. So I started to check the, you know, through charities, through people who I found that they are working with the families. So it was very quickly, and it was just, people just came straight away, and all the places were filled up, and people were coming and going in the beginning more, but then I had stable people for many months.
So normally you have tour groups coming in, now you have to diversify and change, but I imagine you haven't really stopped.
Well, yes, there is always work, I see. Different kind of, yes, this is different kind of groups, definitely. I have had some volunteers as well. I had one group only, one tour group from New Zealand, Australia in April. It was Solidarity Tour, so it was also a different kind of tour. They visited Roy Moshav, they visited Shderot, and I was with them, and it was very touching and important to go through all these places, Kfar Aza, and also Nova Festival place, and so on and so on. But anyway, so I was supposed to have a very many tours during last year, but every one was cancelled.
Now, your daughter is doing something at the moment, Artists in Time of War. Tell us a bit about that.
Oh, that's so exciting. I'm almost tearing when I'm just sharing, because I think it's so special, and I'm very proud of my daughter because it's all her invention, her idea and her plan. She's done everything, and it's an event where artists from different kind like areas are actually, they, when Naomi just advertised, so people just came. She didn't need to actually, could you please come, but people just came. There are now already 24 artists coming, and everyone expressing their feelings through art that is connected to this war since 7th October. So it will be very, very special and big event, and I'm sure that there will be many tears there as well. It's only for adults as well, because it's a little bit hard, you know, the theme. So.
I imagine, as a believer in Yeshua, this has been a great time to just share and show God's love to the people around you.
Yeah, actually, it's been interesting that it's like people are very open, and even that, you know, because when you work with Jewish people, you need to be very gentle. But the subject just about faith, it's just opening up very, very naturally. I just 2 days ago, I spoke with a lady from Shderot. So she said that she just feels God's presence. here in Moshav Ro'i. She said every evening she sits, she feels God's like spirit. And it was so, we had interesting discussions. And and also I had some couple of volunteers. And so they prayed for one of my guests, a Jewish refugee from Kiryat Shmona, because she had a problem, big pain in her ear. So they prayed to her and she got healed. Wow. like little things. And of course, all the, you know, I mean, praying always daily to be a vessel of God and you know, so that everything, like, just to, because sometimes there has been challenges, but then always, you know, remembering where people come from. And so for me personally, if you ask about October 7, it's been terrible trauma to everyone, but like for me, actually staying active, helping others, kept me kind of on a wave. So it's been kind of easier to cope with the pain.
What is your prayer for the Holy Land at this time?
Well, yeah, healing under his wings, just healing, and that people would just come to him and search for the real source of peace to their lives, personally, first of all, everyone. And yeah, globally, it will just come through the personal relationship first. So praying that there will be really a lot of, you know, openness to the Word of God. And yeah, I believe that, and I can see that there is, and people are getting more soft. So yeah, we pray that the gospel can go through a lot during this time.
So if anybody wants a real tour guide, you're a tour guide. So if anyone wants a tour guide who's a real believer or come to stay at the place in the beautiful mountains, in the beautiful countryside, what is your email address or Facebook page for people who'd like to know more?
Yeah, so welcome. I'm very open to arrange and plan different kind of tours, also working, of course, with tour companies, but also arranging private tours. So you can contact me through an email of routours, routtours@gmail.com. And so I will come back to you. So if you have any idea, I can arrange family tour or small groups.
And is Neot Shalva on Facebook?
Neot Shalva is in Facebook, yes. Neot Shalva, you can find it in Facebook, yes. You can find pictures about the area.
Okay, Ruth, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you for joining us today. Pray that God will move by his mighty power in the Holy Land and bring his peace.